A look into the economic crystal ball today on UK Perspectives. I'm Tom Goodell. UK's 25th annual Economic Outlook Conference comes to downtown Lexington next Tuesday. Here with a preview of the event is Chris Bollinger, an endowed professor at the UK Gatton College and director of UK's Center for Business and Economics Research. Welcome to UK Perspectives, Chris.
Thanks, Tom. It's great to be here.
Well, on Tuesday, you're going to make a presentation about our state and local economies. You'll be looking toward the future. So what are some of your key findings, if you can tell us ahead of your actual presentation?
Sure. I think the key finding is that while our recovery that we're in has been slow and long, it seems to be progressing, maybe not the way we would expect or hope, but actually in ways that are not dissimilar to the recovery from previous recessions. I think the big thing that I'm going to talk about next Tuesday is that this really was one of the worst recessions we've had since the Second World War. It was longer at 18 months than any other recession we've experienced since the Second World War, and it was the third deepest in terms of loss of GDP and the deepest in terms of loss of jobs. While it wasn't the highest unemployment rate we've ever hit, the highest one was in the 1981 recession, it was the largest change in unemployment rate from peak to trough, in that we went up more than 5.5 percentage points. That's a lot of jobs shed. And it takes a long time to recover from that. And so a lot of the hand-wringing and a lot of the worrying that we're doing about the quote-unquote slow recovery may be a little misplaced when the recovery is put in a historical context.
Is Kentucky faring better or worse compared to, well, I guess surrounding states, but also to the country as a whole in this recovery process?
Sure, that's a really good question. The short answer is it really depends on which part of Kentucky you want to look at. Overall, Kentucky tends to do worse in many ways than the country, in particular in terms of unemployment. The Kentucky unemployment rate tends to hover about a percentage point higher than the U.S., no matter where we are in the business cycle, and that has continued to be true. We did have a brief period about 2 years ago where we actually got down to the U.S. unemployment rate, but lately we've stalled out a little bit more than the U.S. has, and that gap of about a percentage point has returned. But other parts of Kentucky do very well. Lexington typically does much better than the rest of Kentucky, and for example, Lexington's flirting with 6% unemployment this last year, and I think we'll get under it as we go into the next year, while the state as a whole is still up just about 8% or pushing down toward 7% now. Louisville and northern Kentucky also do a little better than the state as a whole, but not as well as Lexington. So it's very difficult to say how is the state doing, because one thing about Kentucky is there's a lot of state and it varies dramatically. Parts of eastern Kentucky, of course, are maybe even getting worse. We read this morning, of course, of the coal mining layoffs. We've lost 7,000 coal jobs in the last year and a half or so, and I don't see that as changing. That's going to continue. We've got lots of things going on. On the flip side, Lexington is booming. Louisville and Cincinnati seem to be recovering. I don't know, booming may be too strong of a word. Louisville and Cincinnati seem to be recovering as well. And so I think it depends on what you're doing and where you are, but we have a wide variety going on.
Well, in terms of the urban areas of the state, has the BEAM Partnership for Advanced Manufacturing made a difference for Lexington and Louisville?
Well, I don't think so. And I think, you know, manufacturing is something that, people seem to want to look at manufacturing. One of the things I'm going to talk about in my Economic Outlook report is that manufacturing as a employment has been declining steadily since 1953. In fact, I'll put up a graph that has a line that's pretty much a straight line and going down since 1953.
And that's nationwide, not just in Kentucky?
And that's nationwide, not just in Kentucky. Kentucky goes up and down too, but like the U.S., it's going down. And there's lots of reasons for this. The biggest one, I think, is technological advancement. You know, in 1953, we made cars by putting 1,000 guys along a line and each one stuck a bolt in the chassis. We don't do that anymore. We stick 1,000 robots along a line. Well, actually, not even that many. And we've got 12 guys that run them. We're actually, and I'm going to show this graph on Tuesday as well, we're actually in the United States, in terms of real dollar values of manufactured goods, we produce more now than ever before. We've actually come back to the point where we're now producing more than we did just before the recession at the peak of the last business cycle, and we continue to produce lots in this country. So the idea that we're not producing anything is just simply wrong. We just do it with less labor. And that's perfectly natural. That's technological change. And so I think to look at manufacturing as somehow, you know, these good manufacturing jobs as somehow rescuing the employment situation is misguided. I think, in fact, if you look, healthcare employment has now, as a percentage of the economy and as total numbers, outstripped manufacturing. And it's the employment that we project to grow the strongest out of, in the next 10 years. And so I think what's really important when you think about public policy for economic growth is it's not to focus on any one industry. Healthy economies are economies that have a variety of industries and a variety of occupations and a variety of things going on in the economy. When you focus on one single industry, then if that industry happens to hit a bad period, you're out of luck. If you have a lot of industries, no one of them is going to be driving your economy. And that's a good thing. And so what I'd really like to see the BEAM focus on is, rather than advanced manufacturing, simply focusing on the things that make Kentucky attractive for businesses of all kinds, not just one kind.
Do you think that Kentucky has sufficient diversity in the economy?
You know, actually, Kentucky's economy is remarkably diverse, and it's actually a good thing. In particular, the Golden Triangle area, Lexington, Louisville, and northern Kentucky, have a wide variety of economic activity going on in them, a really broad variety of industries, and I think that's really important. I think we can do better. I think we can do more, but they do, and it makes it really, in many ways, a relatively healthy economy.
Governor Beshear has begun talking about his tax reform proposals for Kentucky. Is that going to make a difference in our economy in either the short run or the long run, do you think?
Yeah, I hope so. I think so. I mean, it depends on what ultimately gets passed. And certainly a lot of the proposals coming out of Governor Beshear's office came from the tax commission, which my colleagues Bill Hoyt and Bill Fox put and Michael Childress put a major report in that sort of shaped what the tax commission found. And I think the kinds of tax restructuring that we're doing is actually important, and that it reflects the changing economy. You know, when we put the tax structure in place in Kentucky 50 years ago, manufacturing was more than half of our economy. Goods production and goods sales was the vast majority of economic transactions. It's no longer the case anymore. Services has way outstripped that. And to have a sales tax that only taxes manufacturing but doesn't tax services is essentially punishing goods production and encouraging service production. I don't think there's a reason for that. A more even distribution of the taxes across all the goods and services that we produce in the economy is a more reasonable tax policy. And I think that's the key point that you should take out of Governor Beshear's proposals.
Well, I'm certainly looking forward to hearing your presentation on Tuesday. What are some of the other presenters, some of the other things going on Tuesday that we should look for?
Two of our headliners are Jerry Abramson, who's the Lieutenant Governor of Kentucky, and David Altig, who is the Vice President and Director of Research at the Atlanta Federal Reserve. And those are two people that we're bringing in, and I'm going to listen closely to what both of them say. Also, Don Molyneux, who's a faculty member in finance at the business school, will be another one of the speakers. Don's been great. He's been giving talks at the Economic Outlook Conference since its inception. This is our 25th year. And Don's going to provide a retrospective of those talks and sort of look into the future, too. And I always like listening to Don because he's got great things to say.
Who generally attends these events?
You know, it's a variety of people. We get policymakers, business makers, bankers, students, and just people who are generally interested in the economic outlook of the city and the state.
Now, you mentioned before we started recording that there will be, after the event, some of these presentations and podcasts will be posted online. Is that right?
That's right. We post the podcasts of all the presentations online, and we'll post the annual economic report, which I'm drawing a lot of my talk from, will be posted at the CBER website as well.
We'll post those links on our website so our listeners can take advantage of that.
Super. Then. I hope they do.
Great. Well, thank you, Chris. Our guest has been Chris Bollinger, who is an economist and professor at UK's Gatton College. More information about the annual Economic Outlook Conference, including those links to podcasts and presentations, will be available at wuky.org, where you'll also find our complete interview. For WUKY and UK Perspectives, I'm Tom Goodell.